from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, John, Richie, it's Scott Fransky of the Phillies. How are you? Happy birthday, Big 5-0. I will bring out the words I've often heard from my good pal, Larry Anderson. He says you can be young once, but you can be immature forever. And that certainly fits you. Hope it's a great day, buddy. Happy birthday.
All righty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time. John, I got the first question.
I appreciate that one. That's really funny. You can be young once, but you can be immature forever.
There you go.
That's really cool.
And by the way, I think
really
Fransky might have had his best call of the season last night on that third Schwarber
homer,
right?
He
nailed the Schwarber.
He always nails it, though.
It's phenomenal.
He just does.
You're
he
right.
always lives up to the moment.
And that was
masterful.
A big moment. I mean, that was really cool. If you're just waking up and went to bed, discussed it with the Phillies in like the, I don't know, third inning or something. They won. They actually came back and won 10-9, and Kyle Schwarber had like 37 hits. And
you really do sound surprised somewhat.
Well, John, they gave up 9 runs in one game.
I was surprised, man. I was shocked.
John, everybody. I was on the phone with somebody, and I said, hey, they're up 1-0. 5 minutes later, they're down 6-1.
But it was the first inning.
I thought it was over.
Inning.
At 6-1, I was like, they lost. Over.
All right, so great job by Schwarber and the guys last night. Fransky with the call. All right, let's do AMA as we do every single Wednesday at this time.
Ask Me Anything brought to you by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us.
Remember, you can call to comment on the Phillies from last night. The Eagles, 2 days now to the start of the season, and to wish John a happy birthday at 215-592-9494. James, what do people want to know today?
Let's start out with the birthday boy. Can we say boy when you're 50? The birthday man?
Yeah. The birthday boy.
John, what is the best birthday present you've ever got?
That's a good question.
Do you remember stuff like that?
Well, I would, but you wouldn't.
No.
I do.
Yeah.
I would.
James would, but John doesn't.
I know. I've told you. Remember, if I beat my dad in arm wrestling before I turned 16,
yes.
That's right.
He told me he would get me any car in the world. And I beat him when I was 15 and 11 twelfths. He didn't talk to me. He stormed out of the house, and I didn't see him.
That's great.
For a while. And then there was a 1987 Ford Mustang LX 2-liter engine, like not the fast kind. It wasn't the 5.0. But it was a car that was nice. And, you know.
That's why.
And you earned it.
I had wheels. I earned it for beating my dad in arm wrestling.
Love it. Love it. All right, Joe, this one's for you from the text line. Hey, Joe, can we get a what's on your weird daily calendar update for today?
Oh, for the love of God.
I like the way that was phrased.
We're back to this freaking thing again.
Oh, he's putting on the glasses.
All right, hang on. Today.
The reading glasses.
The elderly
glasses.
Yeah.
John, it's because I got a lot of stuff on today's calendar.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's for
serious.
Today?
What's wrong with your brain?
So this guy wants to know today. Today I've got a Phillies game, obviously, at 3.
I can't believe you put it on the calendar.
3:07.
You Phillies have to put that on the calendar?
Yes. I want to always know to make sure I'm ready for the Phillies game. We've got the WIP. We got the WIP fantasy football draft for our station. I have a call with a publisher. I'm getting close to having my book done. There's a publisher very interested in publishing my book, so I have a big call with that publishing outlet. What else the heck?
Is that a flex?
A bit of a flex.
Well, you got to ask what the heck I have to do. I mean, what do you want me to do? Okay, fine.
Flex,
I won't say that. There's someone that wants to give me golf lessons. I got to figure out if I want to do that. Put in for Christmas vacation.
What?
Every year right after Labor Day. Bang! make sure I lock those days in late December.
You are so weird.
I mean, I could go on and on.
That's not anal at all.
I gotta
make a choice
as
for the
an item. No, any normal.
But this is how
calendar.
I structure myself. The Survivor
put in for vacation for Christmas.
Yeah, so check it off the list. Survivor pool. I got to get my pick in for week one for a pool this year. Obviously, the season starts tomorrow with KC and Baltimore. I could go on forever here. Decide if I'm going to a Phillies game with friends.
Hold up. Hold up. You
put
decide something?
Yes.
Who are you?
Decide.
Who am I?
I'm
the hammer.
Calendar?
I mean, yes.
Decide something.
Because I have limited days to think about it.
I have to decide.
You have a schedule to think about something?
I want.
Like, well,
you guys are brutal.
I wonder about the color purple tomorrow. So I'll write that on my calendar.
John, you know how many...
Wonder if I'll wonder about the rainbow of colors.
I'm done.
I feel like thinking about baseball history today. I'm just going to put that on
James,
my calendar.
There's one more weekend they have a home series. I'm a man. I'm a happening man here. Think I got free time left and right? No. I need to make the determination.
You schedule thinking.
All right, I'm not telling you anymore.
Calendar.
I'm not telling you anymore. Fine.
You schedule what you're going to eat for lunch?
I schedule when I'm going to the bathroom. That's what I do. And I'll tell you what it is. It's normally 8 minutes after I ate.
I'm going to step away for a moment. I literally
serious?
Go to the bathroom sometimes
before. I get the feeling this is real.
Yeah,
guys.
That felt a little too real.
That's a glint of reality that's very sad.
James, let's do one more question.
All right, one more.
How do you know that? 8 minutes? It's a real thing.
I'm guessing experience.
This is crazy.
That doesn't happen
to anyone else.
All right, one more. Yeah. Since we're past Labor Day now, what was the highlight of your summer?
I would say for me, it had to be being at that house that is believed to maybe be the house where Mary lived in the last 11 years of her life. It was in Turkey.
Going to London with a bunch of your friends and coworkers.
Yes.
Ouch.
Yep.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep.
Maria, my favorite time was London, going with you and Joanna.
Absolutely, hanging with Zoe.
Easily hanging with Zoe. Easily my highlight, but I'm not as cool as the hammer. So.
Sorry. I was in Turkey, so what do you want me to tell you? All right, John, what do you got as an answer here?
I think Eagles training camp was awesome this year. It was special for all of us.
It was good. Yeah, I mean, I will say I would have preferred, you know, they actually play games and it was a more interest in August. It was kind of a boring August.
I got to know the defense a little bit more than I... Enjoyed the offense.
But
I did get to know the defense a little bit.
All right, with that, AMA on this Wednesday morning, we shut it down.
I personally don't know what it's like to be 50.
Well, I do.
He does.
I do, man. Feels great. Welcome to the 50 Club.
Oh, there he is. John, we love you, buddy. 50 years old. Look. I would say that your best years are ahead of you. I don't know about that, but you do have good years ahead of you, great years. And we are proud to call you a teammate. Now, this guy, I mean, you knocked him out in college.
Right? Yes.
In the pros as well.
Yes. Well, Richie Rich, we go a long way back, my brother. And like I said, welcome to the 50 Club. You don't look a day over 49, man. Good job. Enjoy your birthday. Welcome to the 50 Club.
Love the hair.
Well done. Spike and Ike, obviously, afternoon show here on WIP on John's 50th birthday today.
You go way back.
You do,
both
man.
Both those guys and me and them.
So you would not be sitting here if it wasn't for Spike hiring.
Not even close.
You. Yeah, clearly.
Spike called me the day after I lost the primary for state senate and said, hey, looks like you're out of job.
Well, he didn't wait long. The next day.
It was the day after I lost the primary. And
that's funny.
Yeah, and Ike was, man, I played against Ike when I was playing at Michigan as a true freshman. And so I played against him 2 years as a Wolverine. I played against him 2 years as a Stanford, Cardinal.
That's right.
And even in a bowl game where Nick Saban was his coach. And it was, 1996,
okay.
I think. Was it the Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas, where we blew Ike's doors off? I mean, he didn't have a chance. They didn't have a chance.
Can I just say
Nick
this real
Saban,
quick?
Nick Saban, 38-0,
well,
destroyed by our team.
You know
I think
why?
I scored a touchdown.
John, you know
game,
you
too.
Know why, by the way. It's
John Ritchie is in the backfield now for the Michigan Wolverines, the up man, number 40, and Collins' first pass of the day.
He's so distinguished the way he says it.
Oh, he was the best.
You're John freaking Ritchie, man.
So, look, happy birthday to John. Obviously, you can weigh in on John's 50th birthday. It's an awesome thing. 215-592-9494. That Phil's win was very cool as well last night. I mean, obviously, you know, most credit goes to Schwarber. That was a Ruthian performance by Kyle Schwarber. The three home runs, the six RBIs, the five hits in the game. You know, you get the ricochet hit where you get a couple guys in, second and third, they both score. You get the homer late. That was awesome. We'll detail the audio of some of the big moments from the game coming up here in the next couple of minutes. Also, Ross Tucker joins us today at 7:40 for an entire hour as we preview both the game and the coming season. 215-592-9494. We'll also ask you what to do with Jalen from a rushing standpoint this year. My inclination, go back to the way it was in 2022. Let him run a lot. Try to be as effective as he can be with it. Take the risk. Now, I am kind of an idiot, but in this case, I'll say not an idiot because I am aware there is risk. Maybe I am an idiot. I mean, there is real risk if you run a QB a lot. But I think
the way you just said that perfectly, you know, exhibits your idiosity.
Idiosity. So yeah. this one's a tough one for me because on one hand, I normally want to say, hey, be careful with the quarterback, long haul of a season, long haul of a career. Be careful. On the other hand, I think we saw pretty clearly in 22 and pretty clearly in 23 that when he runs a lot, 22, he's at his best.
2022, he had 165 carries in the regular season. 165.
Yep.
Last year, he had 157.
Yeah, but it's all those QB sneaks, John. They did so many quarterback sneaks last year. They did so many. Okay. He's clearly, last year, by design.
Last year, he was not able to run the way he needed to run to do the plays that gained the yards that we like.
That's what I'm talking about. I would run him.
I didn't see him able to gain the edge last season because his knee was bulky and he's wearing a big brace, which was slowing him down even further. And it just looked from the get-go, from week one, we knew something was wrong.
Well, you could tell right away.
Exactly what it was.
Yeah.
This season, we watched him at training camp. It looks different. It looks better. I have a lot of confidence that he'll gain that edge, that he will hold the backside for Saquon Barkley, and vice versa. And this offense is going to explode.
I will say this. There is an argument to not run him a ton, which is you've got all this talent around him. And with Kellen Moore doing a halfway decent job, the offense should be able to hum even if he doesn't run much. All right, what do you make of it? What the strategy should be and will be for the Eagles, 215-592-9494. Ken is in the midst. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Great, Ken.
John, happy birthday.
Thanks.
And I want to tell you, it's going to be hard to resist the urge to throw away the AARP mail that you're now going to get unsolicited.
Oh, no. Man, I have been getting some of that.
Absolutely.
Noticeably. There's been an uptick.
And, you know, that AARP magazine that comes is actually, you know, pretty good. So
I'll check it out.
You've got that to look forward to, and you've got senior discounts in hotels and restaurants to look forward to.
Do I actually get that at 50?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah, when you join AARP, you get a lot of discounts.
I had no idea. So I'm now senior.
I didn't know you got that either.
I thought it would be older for AARP. It's 50? Wow.
I'm shocked by that.
Yeah,
good
stuff. Now just go
congrats,
buy yourself.
Congrats, John.
Wow. Thank you.
All right, Ken, what do you got on the sports scene?
Go buy yourself a new pair of Skechers slip-ins and you're good to go.
Listen,
the Phillies last night, look, when they got down 6-1 in the bottom of the first inning, I got the expected text kind of mocking me saying, how you feeling about Taiwan Walker now, right? Uh-huh. And my response
well, it
to that was
Taiwan.
Hey, well, yeah, well, it
during
was.
Tyler Phillips was the point.
Tyler Phillips was, the placement. And my response was, you know, I heard Topper say pregame that Taiwan told him he could give him eight innings tonight out of the bullpen. If he
Listen, Ken, last night proved two things. One, the Phillies truly do not have a fifth starter. Okay, they don't have it.
No.
The second thing it proved is, you know, they can be extremely resilient and hit a lot. Now, it doesn't mean they always do, but they do have a lot of lumber in that lineup. I mean, let's not forget, there are all sorts of $100 million players. There are two $300 million players. You know, I mean, there was a lot of excellence we saw and a lot of grit and fight in that comeback. And by the way, I loved, and I want to get to it shortly here, I loved what Schwarber said after the game about the mentality when they were down, how they didn't give up. It was good stuff. All right, Ken, quickly, give me what you got on the Eagles.
So, listen, this defense that they're – the best version of Jalen Hurts, we know, is the version where you've got to spare a guy on defense to account for him in the run game.
Yep.
So it just – this is – the Packers ranked 28th in the NFL in run defense last year. I do believe the Eagles have to and will run the ball Friday night. And that has to include Jalen Hurts if you're serious about, you know, contending for the Super Bowl. We saw it last year in the first game, right, when he was trying to get the edge and he just was giving himself up, and we were all wondering, what are we watching?
Yeah, right away. Yep, that's right.
It's the best version of Jalen Hurts when you've got to account
for it. But Ken, it is risky. It is.
Stepping on the field is risky.
No, I know. But getting hit by a linebacker 6 yards down the field maybe 4 to 5 times a game is more risky.
And the fact that he's tougher than most quarterbacks and the fact that he's put together better than most quarterbacks, it does make a difference.
All right, Ken,
hold on. They do. You know, they talk about this with Deebo Samuel a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
Deebo Samuel, the way he's built like a running back. He plays wide receiver, but he's built like a running back. That does matter. I don't think you account for that at all.
Yeah, but
Jalen Hurts is built to play this sport.
Well, hold on.
That helps.
Hold on a second here. Do you believe in Jalen, John?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I knew the answer to that. It was like I'm setting you up in a court of law. So there's an argument for if you believe in him, use him for the long haul, which can be defined as 15 years if he can do it. You know, like the way you're strategizing it, and believe me, I'm there as well a bit. I'm saying run him a lot, but I say that knowing if I run him a lot, he ain't going to be my quarterback at the age of 36. Tom Brady just won a Super Bowl in his 40s. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks.
You just don't know.
No, but we do know that if he runs a lot for the next 10 years, it's going to be lights
over at
some
point. If he doesn't play at all, he'll never get hurt. If he doesn't play at all, he'll be completely fine.
No, but John, come on. You got to keep it real, man. You got
to keep it real with the fact that, yes, football it's demand. It's brutal. Guys are going to get banged up. The fact that he will get banged up and play through it, that should factor in, too.
And play worse.
Donovan got worse when he got banged up.
He won't
be able to get the edge, but he'll be out there on the field. He'll be trying to lead the team. Like, yeah, it won't be perfect.
All right, Ken.
It will help us over the long haul.
Ken, give me a great answer, an old person character.
Well, for my answer, I want to hear John say this. John, I want to hear you say, get off my lawn.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, John, can you do a Clint?
Yeah, no. Did Clint actually say,
he was about
to.
Yeah, that's Clint, yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't know. I can't do. No, I gravelly can't do
voice
imitation.
Get off my lawn.
Okay. Who did that? I had my
that
head turned.
That was me.
That was pretty good, James.
That's okay.
I had my head turned. I couldn't tell who was talking. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new 2025 the all-new 2025 Equinox sets the bar on styling, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Today's poll question, should the Eagles run Jalen Hurts a lot like they did early in his career? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Coming up in 1 minute, that phenomenal Phillies comeback last night, how it sounded, how Scott Fransky called it here on WIP. We'll get to the highlights of that coming up in 1 minute's time. Hey, Jetta Cameron here. Let me tell you what a great time of the year to be a Philadelphia sports fan. Obviously, two teams right now, one just about to launch with championship possibilities for both. Playoffs, obviously, around the corner for one of them. Tons of anticipation. And that's one of the things we're excited about. I'm also excited to tell you about another great team. That's they're leading the way in the forklift industry in the Delaware Valley. The great people, Annie and Brett Levin, the great team at MHS Lift. MHS Lift, an award-winning, nationally recognized material handling equipment company that since 1970 has been offering everything that your warehouse needs, from forklifts and equipment rentals to racking solutions and warehouse optimization. They're incredible at what they do. MHS Lift does it all, and MHS Lift always puts the customer first. With over 100 service technicians on call, MHS Lift maintenance programs ensure your equipment runs smoothly, minimizing downtime and maximizing efficiency. MHS Lift, their mission, very simple. provide the best equipment, service, and integrated solutions to keep your operations moving forward. If you're ready to elevate your business, call MHS Lift today. Call them at 888-MHS-LIFT or go to MHSLIFT.com, that website, MHSLIFT.com. We'll talk to Ross Tucker coming up in 10 minutes. He'll join us every single Wednesday from 7:40 to 8:40 this season. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Phillies right now. It was an unbelievable comeback. I mean, it wasn't like the all-time all-timer, but it was really good. They were in a big hole. They got horrible pitching from Phillips. Taiwan, when he got in there, didn't pitch well either. I mean, it wasn't as bad
Taiwan
as sometimes.
Almost went three, you know, scoreless. I mean, Guerrero has taken other good pitchers.
I know, but
he's
it's
a pretty
still,
good hitter.
It's still two runs and a couple
terrible.
Innings. All right, so I agree it was a little better. All right, but the bats won the game, and the bullpen there after Taiwan held it down.
And
so,
pre-Taiwan, like Banks.
And pre-Taiwan. Right. So here's the deal. Let's go through it. Actually, it starts with, you know, Schwarber at bat. They're not in a hole yet. And Schwarber actually gives him the lead.
It's the 1-1 on the way. It's blasted. Deep right field, and that'll turn it around. Kyle Schwarber hits one over the Phillies bullpen. A leadoff home run, his 12th of the year. And for Schwarber, home run number 29 overall. And it's 1-0 Phillies.
So 1-0 there. By the way, his first homer in about 2.5 weeks. So, you know, you might have
been a while.
It was his longest stretch of his career, I believe. I know with his Phillies career, I'm pretty sure it was the longest stretch of his career. But I know for a fact, longest stretch of his Phillies career.
That's a big deal, guys.
Yeah, that's good.
We know that they come in bunches.
Yeah, no, that's good.
That's really good.
All right, so then the Phillies get in a hell of a hole. All right, Phillips just gets blasted.
He doesn't get out of the first inning.
Blasted. All right, so let's skip ahead here. You're now down 6-2, and it's Bryson Stott.
Long set, now the pitch. Swung on, line down the left field line. That is a fair ball. Inside the line, headed for the corner. Turner is in to score. Castellanos on his way to third base. He'll be there standing up. It's a double for Stott. And it's now a 6-3 ball game. And the Phillies are going to bring the tying run to the plate here in the third inning.
So you're sort of in it. You know, you're feeling better. And by the way, good to see, you know, Stott go opposite field and rip that extra base hit. Now, we fast forward further. Schwarber's got one in the books already. Let's make it two.
Bassett ready and deals. And the pitch swung on, hit deep. Right field on a line. Springer turns, and that one is gone. And Kyle Schwarber locked in again. He's 3-for-3 with a pair of homers and a double. And it's now a two-run ball game at 6-4.
All right, so they keep, you know, trying to come back. Now they eventually give up some more runs, and it's a whole thing. They're in a bigger hole again. Seventh inning, Schwarber, not a homer, but a key base hit.
He kicks the 1-2. Swing and a ground ball right side off the glove. Guerrero's got it. It falls down. Ball trickles away. Sosa coming around third. He's going to score. And Edmundo Sosa scores from second as Vlad Jr. goes down into the dirt on the right side. And Schwarber makes it a one-run ball game.
You know what I thought played a part in last night's game? The AstroTurf up there in Toronto. Like the play where Sosa misses it at third.
He was going to stay down on that play.
He did stay down.
Yeah. Like injury.
I know.
Also, heads up by Sosa. Like there was no hesitation. Peep came all the way around. That was good base run.
That was a big ricochet. And it was
big
good.
Time. Yeah. Because you don't know when the guy's lying on the ground
question.
There's a guy running over to it. That was heads up.
So you got like all these runs, but you're still in a hole. It's the ninth inning, and Kyle Schwarber does what, you know, doesn't happen that often. He makes it 3-1 night.
Swung on, blasted, deep right field, it's so long gone. And the Phillies lead it on a 3-run homer by Kyle Schwarber, his third home run of the night. What a night for Schwarber and the Phillies, who now lead it 10-8. Here in the ninth inning.
Look, it was awesome. I mean, it was a great win. It was a win when you get horrible starting pitching and you find a way to win. Now, look.
It felt like we haven't had one of those type of games in a long time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, for a while, when they get down big like that, it's just over. Basically, the Taiwan starts, if you will. Well, they found a way tonight, or last night. I like what Schwarber said postgame. I want to play this audio and then right back to the phones. Schwarber postgame was on here with on WIP with Scott Fransky. I thought a really good question by Fransky and a solid answer by Schwarber on team mentality after being down big early.
You mentioned the demeanor after getting down 6-1. What does that look like? Is it people actively talking? Is it somebody stepping up and saying, hey, guys, we still got this? Or is it just kind of a confidence? I mean, is it something that's unspoken or is it spoken?
Ball chatter here and there, right? But I think it's the demeanor of it, right? Yeah. Like you look around and no one felt out of it, and no one was feeling sorry for themselves. We were ready to go out there and take our bats and keep moving forward. So, a great all around effort by everyone today.
Demeanor, it's pretty cool. I mean, what he's saying is they stayed locked in, they stayed ball players even though they were down big. And they stayed committed to trying to win the game. By the way, it matters.
He's such a pro, man.
Well, he is. And the Dodgers won last night, so it matters. You're still a game and a half back of them.
In extras, which is annoying, right?
But the Brewers lost.
Also in extras, I think, actually.
So the Phillies now have a game and a half up on Milwaukee, which is big for that two spot. All right, to the phones. John's birthday, Ross Tucker in a couple minutes. JB and Chestnut Hill right now. Good morning, JB.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, JB.
Especially John. Happy birthday, pal.
Thanks, man.
50 is not bad. You're smarter, you're wiser, you're still pretty tough.
Yeah.
You're kind of in the prime of your life. I mean,
thanks.
Probably, I think everything's fine. Trust me. It's a good club to be in.
Good.
I'm enjoying it.
Thank you.
You're John freaking Ricci, man.
Yeah, exactly. I feel pretty right. Good.
He's going to eat someone's face, though, if he needs to. But, John, you share a birthday with Beyonce.
I
and
know.
Henry Ford II, the deuce, the guy who saved Henry Ford Motor Company.
Jeez.
Wait. Henry Ford, the famous Henry Ford, is Henry Ford II?
He is the second.
Oh, I didn't know that. So yeah, why do we all call him Henry Ford? We should call him Henry Ford II.
Well, because he was named after his father.
Well, I kind of figured that out. I was smart enough at least to pick that one up.
You got that joke?
I got that one. Yeah.
That's why you're the baby hammer.
Was sure George Washington George Washington too? I mean, John, you're not John Ritchie too, are you?
My dad is John Ritchie.
Oh, you're John Ritchie too? Are you three or four? What are you?
My dad.
This is all new information here.
My son is Joe Ritchie III.
Well, how's he three if you're John?
Because my grandfather was Joseph Wallace, and my great-grandfather was Joseph Wallace.
Named
him Joseph Wallace.
You can't do that when you skip a generation.
You can.
You start over again.
I named him Joseph Wallace Ritchie
III. You have to start over, too.
The government changed it to one somewhere along the line.
They didn't. I can tell you with assurance they did not.
JB, I'm sorry. What do you got on last night of the Eagles? What do you got?
Yes. This is America. You can do whatever you want.
You're right. Well, within reason.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And Bob Barker started today on The Price is Right, 1972, to save the franchise.
Ooh. I had no idea. That's a great fact. Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Anyway, I think also, so the Phils, they're, Schwarber's playing great. I have a little bit of a concern now about Harper. His slump is getting a little bit too long.
Well, he's injured. I mean, I'm not mad at him. It's just a bummer.
That
is something to consider. Look, I remember in 2001, the Sixers, Larry Brown and Billy King, they sat AI before the playoffs for about a week and a half. And they actually, ironically, lost the top overall record in the NBA. That's why game one was in L.A.
Furious
instead
about
of here.
That. Yeah. They lost a winnable game to the Bulls on the last day of the season.
Yes, they did. And so,
that everybody pretty much.
You know, JB, they may choose at some point to dial Bryce back, where it's complicated. Obviously, they're in a dogfight with two different teams. I mean, it's basically a three-team race for two spots to be a bye. You know, obviously, he's choosing to play. You gotta respect and honor that. I mean, I don't want to say honor that. You have to at least respect it. Consider whether you want to let him make the decision or you take that over as an organization and say, no, dude, we're sitting you. So
also, this year it feels like the bye, and I know there's the whole do you want the time off, but just in terms of opponents, it feels like you want it more. I mean, both the Diamondbacks and the Padres have been playing really, really good baseball.
Have.
And they're a lot scarier than the Marlins were last
year. All right, JB, give me a great answer for an old person character.
How about that Mickey Goldmill?
Oh, Mickey's a really good answer. He's a fascinating character, obviously, from Rocky. That is a great answer. 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, we'll get answers from Ross Tucker in the coming season, coming up in 1 minute's time.
Benari Bridal, are you ready to pop the big question? Have you begun shopping for that engagement ring? It's a fascinating process, and I know you have a lot of options. The mega corporate chains, thousands of internet sites, but is it cheap you're looking for, or is it value? I really want you to head over to Benari Jewelers and meet with my friends there before you make any decisions. They have two locations, Exton and Newtown Square. At Benari, you can buy with confidence and without compromise. I just visited with them. I was blown away by hand-selected diamonds from the world's premier diamond cutters, handcrafted rings from the most sought-after designers, a lifetime of free service, including sizing and cleaning, and to top it off, Benari Jewelers offers an industry-leading 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. That means your natural diamond will never lose value when you're ready to upgrade. Why settle for cheap when you can have extraordinary? Discover Benari Bridal at Benari Jewelers and at Exton and Newtown Square. Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
All right, great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Ross Tucker will be with us on every single Wednesday morning throughout the football season. Ross, of course, an exceptional analyst, both locally and nationally, did the preseason games, as we all saw and heard. And Ross will join us every Wednesday at this time. You can also check out the Ross Report on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Every Wednesday, 7:40 to 8:40, Ross with us here on the program. Ross, good morning, my man.
Good morning. It is great to be back. It's football season. Yeah. Happy birthday, John.
Thanks, Ross.
Joe, I don't know. So you don't might not know this, but so John's 5 years older than me. So when they won the state championship and John was 225 pounds running everybody over, I was like 12 or 13. All I wanted was to be John Ritchie someday.
Holy mackerel.
All I wanted was to someday run people over and win a state championship, and none of those things happened, but happy birthday, John.
That was crazy, Ross. You know, that really was interesting. At that time, it felt like they aired that state championship game across the state, and I think it was like the first time that had happened, because I would have been watching it every year had it happened prior.
Sure.
So Ross, being a huge football head, I'm sure he was one of the kids watching.
Look at this mutual admiration society. They both make the NFL. This is all nice. All right, Ross, let's get to the Eagles here. And I want to start where we have rarely started in recent conversations with guests, which is the first game. I mean, we keep talking about the parts of the team, and we'll do that with you here today. But, Ross, they got a football game in 2 days. James, this is like if we were doing a Friday show before a Sunday game.
They play in two days.
All right, Ross. The Packers, what kind of challenge is it? How good are they?
They're very, very good. Yeah, very good. And, you know, it's interesting. Two things I think are particularly interesting about the Packers. Number one, they are by far the youngest team in the NFL. You know, Jimmy Kemsky from Philly Voice does a great job. I don't know how he calculates it so quickly, but after the rosters come out last week, he calculates the average age of each team. They're by far the youngest team. They've done an unbelievable job of drafting. Like, for example, they have four good receivers, all of whom they've drafted in the last 2 years, none of whom are making more than like $2 million a year. It's really, really impressive. Mm. And then what they did the end of last year, it was fascinating. Midway through the year, they were struggling. I think they lost to the Giants. I mean, it was bad. And then all of a sudden, it was like it clicked for this really young team.
Yep.
For this quarterback in his first year as a starter, they obviously really believe in him. After 1 year as a starter, they've already given him a contract bigger than Jalen Hurts. People love Jordan Love. And so, listen, I just did my podcast, Power Rankings, yesterday, Joe. I think I have maybe the Eagles 4 and Packers 5. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're two of the five or six best teams in the NFL in my mind.
Well, it really is a tremendous matchup. And I said earlier in the week, I'll say it again, I hope people don't completely freak out if the Eagles lose. Now, maybe I'll be one of them on Monday when we do our show. But, you know, unless you get blown out, there should not be shame if you lose this game close. I mean, these are two really good teams. All right, Ross, let's talk about down the road this season. Obviously, it's a Super Bowl possibility for the Eagles. What gives you, do you believe is the main thing the Eagles can hang their hat on to say they can really win the Super Bowl this year? And on the flip side, what is your greatest concern about this football team?
So I would say the thing that gives me the greatest confidence that they can win the Super Bowl is probably just the overall talent on the roster. In particular, I would say at the skill position players. I mean, I'm sure you guys have talked about it all offseason, but
it's probably the best ever. The Eagles' best ever. It really is probably their best ever.
It is the best the Eagles have ever had. They still have, I'm going to say four, I believe, really good offensive linemen. And then defensively, they actually have a lot of talent and young talent. And I'll just, as a addition to that, I have to mention the coordinators, Joe. You know, I said it earlier this week on the Ross report that you referenced. What do you think their record was last year if they still had Steichen and Gannon? There is no way they tank like that down the stretch.
There is
no way they have no answer for the blitz.
I agree.
There's no way they're in total disarray. I mean, they probably win 13 or 14 games last year if they
That's
still had
the talent.
Those guys.
That's the talent level that they have. They are a 13 or 14
which, by the way,
team.
Which, by the way, is a major bummer because, as you guys know, you don't get that many years where you have this much talent and this many guys.
That's right.
Last year was a blown opportunity. Yeah. So the coordinators, I think Fangio, Kellen Moore, gigantic upgrade. Those are all the positives. The negatives are that, you know, there are still question marks in my mind, believe it or not, on the offensive line and defensive line. You know, we've come from a place where they've both been top five. They've been the strength of the team the last few years. Well, let's look at the offensive line. We got a guy right now, and the Eagles seem to believe in him, and Stoutland seems like he believes him, but they have a starter at right guard who's never played guard before, number one, and number two, has never shown that you can count on him as an NFL player.
But Ross,
that's concerning to me.
How much easier is it for Mekhi Becton to play guard compared to when he played tackle in this league? And, you know, why is it easier when you've got hands on both sides compared to when he only has help on the one?
Well, so I'm not sure it is. And so the story I tell twice in my career, I remember guys, and it was both times, it was actually with the Redskins, 2002 and then again 2007, the Redskins thought that they could move a tackle to guard and have the guy start, and it was a disaster both times. The guy was much better, much more comfortable at tackle. He looked natural out there. Guard, you're going against different body types. Like Becton, 6'7", he'll be going against a bunch of guys that are like 6'1", 320. Hard to get leverage. And then the bigger thing
well,
is...
Well, maybe that means he can mash them, right?
Well, we'll see. But the other thing is, too, is you're involved in every blitz as the guard. You have to process things so much faster. At tackle, you're pretty much just blocking the edge guy. And then the other thing, Joe, that
True.
I think
no,
is
No, your assignment is sort of obvious as a tackle, but you are on an island, whereas pass protection as a guard, you do have a helping hand on either side. Sometimes.
Listen, it works out really well sometimes. It works out really poorly other times. He played three snaps or whatever it was, five snaps in the first series of the Ravens game. That's all we were able to watch. He might come out Friday night and we might be like, oh my gosh, the Eagles are geniuses. Stoutland's amazing. Mekhi Becton's killing people. He was born to play guard. All the, like that's possible. And obviously, they must feel that way because they moved off of Steen quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, really quick
really,
to go to Becton.
Really quick.
But Steen was also injured, banged up. That
yeah, but he was the starter the first 3 days. He was starter the first 3 days. He hurt his ankle and was out like 3 or 4 days.
Here's what
was over.
Here's what it felt like to me. I can't prove it. I don't know it. It's just what I think. It felt to me like it was more like Tyler Steen lost the job than Mekhi Becton won the job.
It felt to me, Joe, like coming into camp.
I have no idea how you can say that. I don't know that.
No, it felt to me, I can't say that. But what I can say is if a guy is there for the first three practices and you're not even in pads, and then he hurts his ankle and he's out 3 or 4 days, and when he comes back, he lost his job. It felt to me, Joe, honestly, like they didn't really believe in
him
whatever Steen whatever Steen did last year as a rookie, they clearly weren't enamored with
him. It's the cumulative effect, because that's the point. There's no way they had enough to judge him based on this season, because there was like one practice where they were hitting.
Right. Well, that's
one
kind of
practice before he was hurt.
But when I say that he lost the job, I'm referring to last year and that he didn't seem that impressive, and you know. Anyway,
Ross, huge fans. It seems
Ross. Let's mix in a lot of calls while you're with us. Again, we have a lot of questions for Ross. We'll do a little round of league stuff as well.
Some stuff I really want to ask him about the Packers coming up.
All right, we're going to get to it all. Let's talk to Mike right now. Michael, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, my friends. How are you?
Great, Mike.
Excellent, Johnny. Happy birthday, my buddy.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
It feels good.
Welcome to the club. Well,
you're old too.
A couple more. I'm 53, so give me a couple more years. You won't be saying that anymore.
Good job.
I'm actually right now kind of in your honor, walking around the local high school track over here with the rest of geriatrics. So
that's good.
This is what you'll be doing soon.
Walking is great. Keep it up.
I know. So, all right, first. Listen, guys, Phillies are so back. I mean, you guys need to stop. I'm not saying you guys. I'm just saying Philly in general needs to stop with the "oh, they're back." The team is there, and
yes,
we'll
I
see
agree.
You in the Bronx. We'll see you in the Bronx in late October. So can't wait. Now, Eagles. So I am of the full belief that we got to just let Jalen be Jalen. Like, not to sound hyperbolic, but we are at war this year. Like, we need to erase last year. We need to reclaim the kind of status we had in 2022 and show everybody that this is a Super Bowl team. And by doing that, you need to unleash everything at these defenses. Like, the more a defensive coordinator needs to worry about and think about and plan, and the more that players need to think about, like, I want those opposing, defensive ends to be like, to not really have a solid rush, because like, what's Jalen going to do? Like, he's such a weapon. Now, am I saying, does he need to run 10 times a day a game? No, not necessarily, but I want to definitely see some design runs, and I definitely want to see him turn the corner a few times. Like, we got to throw the kitchen sink at defenses this year.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'd be okay with him running it 10 times.
It
averages out to be right around 10 times. When you look at the last three seasons, you go down the list, 2023, it was 9.2 carries per game in the regular season. 2022, it was 11 carries per game in the regular season for Jalen. And 2021, it was 9.3 carries. Like, 10 is fine.
But he got banged up at the end of all those years.
I
mean, that's...
And everyone else was banged up out there, too.
But he was more banged up.
And he'll be
okay.
But, John,
you say he'll fight through it.
Yes.
You don't know that.
That's what everyone... You're right. I don't know.
I mean, Bryce Harper's trying to fight through it.
Everyone else has to figure out a way to fight through it also,
Bryce Harper can't hit a homer. I don't say can't hit a homer. He's not hitting many homers right now. Mm-hmm. He's trying his best.
Yes.
Players get compromised by physicality.
Yes,
Embiid, we just saw it. I mean, Joel Embiid could fight through it.
Yeah, correct.
Jalen couldn't fight through it last year.
Correct again. All right, Mike, give me an answer. Best old person character.
Coach Morris Buttermaker.
Great answer.
Oh, that is a good answer. So, so Ross, where do you stand on? I'm of the mindset, have Jalen run a lot. I know that might be dumb because it's risky, but I know that's when he and they will be at their best. Where do you stand? Where do you stand on what they should do? What do you think they will do?
I think they should run Jalen Hurts enough. And by enough, I mean whatever it takes to win the game. Now, that doesn't mean 20, 25 carries. Some games ideally, he would only have to run a couple times just to kind of keep the defense honest. There might be other times where it's more like 7 to 10. You know, the one thing I thought was really interesting that Kellen Moore said to us in the production meetings for the preseason games is he has made a concerted effort to get Jalen to hang in the pocket just a split second more.
Well, that's the main thing. Right. I mean, for all our talk about running, nothing's more important than him improving his pocket presence.
And well, listen, here's the thing. I think these guys, we're just talking about John's high school exploits, right? Like, I think the if you're a guy like Jalen Hurts, he's always been able to, if he needs to, run out of the pocket and make a play. Well, I got to tell you, one of my least favorite things about watching the Eagles the last couple years, despite the fact they've been good, is how often Jalen escapes to his right and throws the ball away as he's running out of bounds to his right. It feels like it's sometimes 5 to 6 times a game.
It felt like that was their protection, Ross, last year. Right. It was so broken. That felt like that was just the escape hatch. And that's, hey, live to pass the next down.
And here's what I would say. With who they have on offensive skill, if he can just wait a little bit longer. And by the way, hang a little bit longer. Give AJ or Devontae or whoever a split second more. And if not, please just throw the check down to Barkley.
Yes.
I mean, I'd rather just throw Saquon Barkley. That's the thing that's so exciting.
And they've got that right there. And I'm convinced they will use it, Ross. It's too obvious and too easy, like taking candy from a baby for them use that.
From your lips to God's ear. If Saquon Barkley gets 5 check downs a game, that will be a huge positive for the Eagles.
I think he will. I think it's so obvious. If they're in zone, and by the way, we're going to have a ton of option routes for Saquon Barkley. That feels to me like that's going to be a staple for our offense. And but for Britton Covey, for anyone, for A.J. Brown, they're going to be running option routes if they're in man, and it's going to work. And Saquon is going to join the party. I'm so excited about that. My question about what we've got coming up here with the Packers is Jeff Hafley, what he said, fearless was the word that he wanted to bring to the Packers defense. Fearless to me sounds like blitzing a lot. And I don't know that I've seen us hold up well against the blitz. How well?
Oh, they're going to blitz. I mean, wait till you see the start of this game. Wait till you see the start of this game. I mean, based on the Giants and Bucks games, the Packers would be absolute idiots if they didn't start the game with some all-out blitzes and see how Jalen Hurts and the Eagles react to it. I'd be shocked if on the first couple series you don't see some cover zero, which is man-to-man everywhere. They're going to bring one more guy than the Eagles have to block, and the Eagles better have an answer. We've talked about this before. This is the way the NFL is, right? Like in the NFL, if you show a weakness, they're just going to continue to attack it and attack it and attack it until you fix it.
Yeah.
It's been 8 months.
It'll never form a scab until you fix it.
Yeah, it'll be like your forehead when you were playing.
Exactly. It's exactly like that. All right, you can super glue it all you want. It doesn't work.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.